AEP continues to de-risk the balance sheet read by an automated voice. American Electric Power reiterated its strategy to de-risk the company and prioritize investments during the company's quarterly earnings call Thursday with financial analysts. The call came a day after AEP announced it has entered into an agreement to sell its 1,365 megawatts unregulated, contracted renewables portfolio in a transaction that will net the company $1.2 billion in cash. The portfolio includes 14 projects representing 1,200 megawatts of wind and 165 megawatts of solar in 11 states. The transaction's proceeds will be funneled into supporting the company's regulated businesses. AEP plans to invest about $40 billion over the next 5 years in its regulated wires and generation business. It hopes to add 17 gigawatts of new generation resources, with 15 gigawatts of new renewable resources added over the next decade. We're strengthening our focus on these regulated investments and de-risking the business through active management of our portfolio, AEP CEO Julie Sloat said. This transition allows us to add fuel-free generation. At the same time, the $26 billion we plan to invest in our transmission and distribution systems over the next 5 years will help ensure the continued delivery of safe, reliable, and affordable power to serve our communities. The transaction with IRG Acquisition Holdings, a partnership between Invenergy Quebec State Pension Fund CDPQ and funds managed by Blackstone, is expected to close in the second quarter, pending regulatory approvals. AEP announced its intentions a year ago. The Columbus, Ohio-based company projects the transaction to result in a loss of between $100 million and $150 million for the quarter. AEP reported fourth quarter earnings of $384 million, down from earnings of $539 million for the previous year's quarter. For the year, earnings were $2.3 billion. A year ago, they were $2.5 billion. Sloat told analysts AEP is continuing to work diligently on completing the sale of its Kentucky operations to Algonquin Power and Utilities by an April 26 contractual deadline. The companies recently made fresh filings at FERC to add more customer protections. "Our near-term focus remains closing on our two pending sale transactions," Sloat said. "Once both transactions are complete, we plan to revisit the equity needs and our current multi-year financing plan." AEP reaffirmed its 2023 operating earnings guidance range of $5.19 to $5.39 per share. Its share price closed Thursday at $90.71, an 11-cent loss from the previous close after a late rally.